On the outskirts of a forest, there was a little house where a woodcutter lived with his wife and two children called Hansel and Gretel. The children's mother had died when they were small, so the father had married again. His new wife often used to say that Hansel and Gretel were certainly not her children and that mostly they just got in the way. They needed food and clothing, and they cost money, so there was hardly anything left over for her. The family was poor, and every day the children's father had to work from morning till night to be able to provide for his children. Selling wood was hard work. First it had to be cut and cleaved. Then it had to be stacked and dried for a long period of time, because nobody wanted to buy damp wood that didn't burn right away when it was lit. It was stored in a woodshed behind the house. But one stormy night, the roof blew off and the dried wood was drenched by the pelting rain. It would take several months for the wood to dry sufficiently to be sold, so the family's money had run out and the larder was empty. The only thing they could afford was a little porridge made from flour and water. And when the flour ran out, they ground bark from the trees, and the boiled porridge tasted like glue, thought Hansel and Gretel. Early one morning, their stepmother came out to her husband, who was standing by the chopping block, cleaving chunks of wood as usual. "Listen, Juno, we can't go on like this. We don't have any food for your spoilt children, and we haven't eaten ourselves for a week." "I know, Edla, but can't you see that I'm standing here chopping as much as I can? As soon as the wood has dried, I'll make my way into town and sell a big pile of it. It'll take months for those damned pieces of wood to dry, and by then, both the children and we will have starved to death." Juno sat down on the chopping block, threw down his axe, and buried his face in his calloused hands. "I don't know what to do. I labour and toil from morning till night, and it's not my fault that the storm drenched the wood." "No, but it is your fault that you've got those children and that they have to have everything and more." Juno looked up at Edla. How could she say something like that? His children had lost their mother when they were small. They couldn't even remember her. "It would be better if we didn't have them. We get to choose between all of us starving to death, or at least you and me making it through." Hansel and Gretel had just woken up. They often slept in the same bed to keep each other warm at night. Sometimes the family couldn't even afford to buy firewood for themselves. This particular morning, there were only ashes left in the open fireplace, so the children shivered with cold as they snuggled up under the covers. "But it is your fault that you've got..." The window facing the woodpile was open, and they could hear what their father and stepmother were saying.
"And that they have to have everything and more."
Edla had long been thinking about what to do so that she and Juno could get out of poverty.